I'm going on vacation. Going to Hawaii, one of my favorite places in the world. Ordinarily, when you tell people something like that, they all say how great it is. But this time, when I told my friends, there have been some awkward silences. I have to quickly say, no, I'm not dying. I'd better explain. When I was first diagnosed, I told my doctors I didn't want to die in a hospital, connected to machines and with tubes coming out of me. My plan was to go to Hawaii and drink Mai Tais until the end. I made my doctors promise to tell me when it was time for me to go. It may sound silly, but this was a serious conversation. Now, there was one hole in my plan that I never quite worked out. What if I timed it wrong? What if I went to Hawaii and then survived for weeks or months? Then I would just become that old drunk that sits out by the pool. I still haven't figured that part out yet. So it came as a shock earlier this year when my doctor suggested it was time to go. He quickly added that it was not because my death was imminent, it wasn't, but my case was going badly. The chemo had failed, the tumors had grown and spread, and we were starting to talk about getting my affairs in order, as they say. It was unlikely that I would survive past the summer, let alone to the end of the year. He felt that at the time of that conversation, I was probably feeling as good as I was going to feel, and so it would be a good time for Hawaii, one last vacation while I could enjoy it. Well, a lot has changed since then. Through radiation and a relatively new procedure called radiofrequency ablation, we have managed to kill the tumors we knew about. My recent scans have been clean, and while I'm always quick to add that I'm not cured, that it's pretty certain the cancer is in there somewhere, right now I'm in pretty good shape. I'm in a place where I never thought I'd be. So this is going to be a real vacation, the first one since this ordeal began. I can't wait. I do own several Hawaiian shirts, but I like to think that as Hawaiian shirts go, they're not too bad. When I was at Nightline, I actually instituted Hawaiian Shirt Fridays, a step beyond casual Fridays. That may be one reason I'm no longer there. But I'm going over there not because it's the last trip I'm going to make. No, I'm going over there just like the thousands of tourists who go every week to get away for a little while. And that first Mai Tai, it's going to be sweet. And oh yeah, I am going to continue to write the blog from over there, but I think I'll write early in the day, before it's Mai Tai time.